days off for the injury?
Yes, very much so. Especially look at the list of the guys that we did have that were off today for the most part. So, with the exception of Antoine Applewhite.
Jeremy Bridges being brought in, and what are you hoping to get from him?
Well, hoping to see if we can get a little more of a veteran player that's done it before in that position. Jeremy's we'll work him in and see how he does. But we're looking for a guy that's a big, stout, physical guy that plays that position, has played it before, and he's coming off of an injured thumb, and so we brought him in and worked him out and signed him.
During his time with the Panthers, the last two seasons, he had a few incidences. How was his character kind of vetted, or was that any kind of emphasis at all when bringing him in?
Well, we thought about it, obviously, and checked it out, his last few years in Arizona, he seemed to have matured, and he's a veteran guy. I mean, he's a guy that can come in and help us, and we felt very comfortable with him. I was actually in Philadelphia when they drafted him, so I know a little bit about Jeremy, so feel pretty confident that he's going to come and do things that we need him to do for us.
Ideally, you'd like him to be able to be ready enough to start on Sunday?
Well, I don't know ready enough to start, but ready enough to be ready, just in case.
Guard?
And one of our offensive line positions, yes. Except for center.
One.
Boy, I can't tell you guys everything.
First game down there was not how you wanted to start off, particularly running the ball.
Obviously.
Hamgartner said they're more of a body of work on that defense now. How much did kind of the unknown factor with Greg's staff play into your struggles that day?
Well, I think part of it does. I mean, a lot of times, to me, the toughest games to coach are your first couple, of the season, because there is that great unknown, especially against a new coaching staff with a new philosophy. That's the hard part. And then players, sometimes not also knowing the players. So as you get further down the line, now you feel a little more comfortable about who you're playing, about what they're doing. And so I think that'll help with your preparation, and we'll just see how it all unfolds once we get to Sunday. But I think there is something to that. I mean, it's, don't hang your hat on it, but at the same time, there is some stuff that, is a little bit different, a little bit new.
As the lack of a consistent ground game for you guys week in and week out been kind of the biggest nag for you?
I would say yes. I mean, I think the hardest part has been the consistency, the inconsistency of our starting group as far as our offensive line. I mean, that's a group that's been decimated, anytime you lose, you lose your starting center, that's hard. And then you try to make up for it by moving players around. And so they've struggled a bit. But they're guys that are fighting, they're scrapping, they're trying to do the best they can. And, they've had some good weeks. Last week was a tough week, obviously. And hopefully we can bounce back and have a better week against them.
Number one rushing defense in the league. What are you seeing out of their front seven, and how aggressive are they?
Well, I think, the big thing is it's also got a lot to do with the game, who they're playing and how they're playing. I mean, they've gone out to a couple early leads, and teams had to throw the ball against them. And it's a opportunistic defense for sure. They do a lot of good things up front. I think they're physical at the point of attack. So, it's one of those things that if you can get an early lead on them and put them into a different type of position, who knows what happens.
On the other end, Doug Martin, who's having a pretty impressive year. Can you talk a little bit about him and try to start?
Oh, yes, very, very much so. I think he's exactly the player a lot of people envision him to be. Very versatile running back, runs with a great low center of gravity. He's got great vision as far as cutback ability. He's also a guy you got to pay attention to on the checkdowns. He will sneak out of the backfield. They run screens with him. He's a dynamic football player that fits exactly what they're looking for.
Jackson pretty well. How much has he meant to how that offense is?
Well, I think part of it is he stretches the offense, the defenses vertically, and now when you've got to be concerned about somebody that can go vertical, and you've got to roll over him, or you've got to make sure your safeties favor him. It opens things up for the other receivers, opens things up for the tight ends, and it opens things up underneath. It also impacts the way you can run the football based on certain things with a guy like that, because he's a very physical blocker as well. And in fact, that's probably where he made his name initially when he was in San Diego, was, anybody that size coming down to crack on a safety or get to a corner, it was pretty physical. And I've seen him actually knock some linebackers around. So he's an impressive athlete.
But Kaiser down, was there any talk, weighing him versus Applewhite, or was he worse off?
He's the one that was worse off because of the elbow injury. You know, he had he tore. I'm not sure what the name of the ligament is, but he tore the ligament. So and he was trying to come back, and he came and saw me yesterday, and he talked about. I said, well, you need to sit down and visit with our trainer and make sure you guys are in agreement as to exactly where you are. And he was, you know, I mean, he struggled with it. I mean, it's a little bit different. I had the same injury when I played, but I don't have to push. I didn't have to push a guy every down like he did, like he does. So that was tough on him, and you know, it was one of those things that probably wasn't going to heal for a few more weeks. And this was probably the best move for him, and it also gives us an opportunity to have an extra space.
Will he need surgery?
I don't know, because you know, I didn't get the surgery, and it actually took me about 6-7 weeks before I started to feel better. And I think he's in his third week now, so we'll see.
Where is Apple White right now?
He started running yesterday. It was the first day he ran. He ran again. I saw him today running again, so that's very encouraging. And you know, ideally, you'd love to have him back in the next week or two. You know, because of all the different things he does for us defensively, and it's kind of taken us out a couple things as well, not having him around.
Wait and see pattern with Adams this week.
Yes, Joe actually had a very good day today. I mean, and I've talked with Joe, and Joe knows exactly where I am on him. I've told him what I'm looking for is I'm looking for consistent days, and he had a good day today. I watched him catch some extra ones after practice, and we'll see how he is.
Any changes in the special teams and in their practices today?
Well, I think, you know, it's a little different. Obviously, the tone's a little bit different, but I think it reflects who the coordinator is now, and I thought the guys handled it very well. I saw, yesterday I saw a little bit more involvement with the players coming up and visiting with coach. But, you know, we'll see how that is next week as well. I mean, if they sustain it, then, you know, obviously there is something different. But for right now, it's, you know, it's the guys are just adjusting to the personality now.
Do you monitor Thomas Davis's plays, the number? Or?
Well, we try to. The hard part is you get in certain situations and you want to get a guy like that out on the field. But, you know, we're trying to keep Thomas between 35 and 45 plays a game. And the same thing with practice. That's why he's down today. We try to, you know, keep the wear and tear off of him right now. You know, the biggest thing that, you know, we have to remember, obviously, is that he's barely 14 months or 14 or 13 months removed from the last situation. So, you know, hopefully it'll continue to get better for him and he'll continue to grow. I mean, I'm real excited for him. I told Tom, I don't know if I could be more proud of a player that's come back from what he has and watch him play the way he has. That's been outstanding.
You have any of your assistant coaches help in Richmond?
Yes. We've got Bobby Babich. We've got Ricky Prohl, Sammy Mills, John Settle, and Coach Brown. Ray's working with them on the field goal protection team. So, we've, you know, everybody's pretty much kind of pitching in and helping out and getting involved, and I kind of get in the way on occasion as well. So it's kind of, it's a little different attitude, and, you know, we're trying to get things going.
Do each of them have a different team?
I don't know if necessarily I'd say a different team as much as, you know, Richard's involved them in certain areas of it. You know, like today we went through our punt protection, which is going to be very important based on what these guys do. They're very good at it. And Sammy basically ran the show team for us today, so – you know, and then John Settle worked with the back half of the kickoff return team. So we've gotten guys involved.
Pass rush has improved this year.
I think the unit itself. I think what Eric Washington and Sammy Mills have done with the pass rush guys in terms of their practice and their preparation has been outstanding. I think Charles Johnson's really matured into the type of player that we had envisioned he could be. I think Greg Hardy stepping up and growing as a young person as well as a good football player has stepped up. Adding Dwan Edwards, I think, has helped us. I really do. I think, you know, anytime you can get pushed from the three technique like you do get it, it helps. I think Frank Alexander coming in, playing in for us, and then moving either Charles or Greg into the other three technique, that helps. So I think there's a mix of things. And I think our coverage has improved. I really do. I know that we got a lot of young guys out there running around. When I talk about young guys, I'm talking about Josh Thomas and Josh Norman. And I think Cap Munnen at the new position nickel for us has been really good. I think that's helped a lot, and I think our safety play has gotten better as well. So, it, you know, I guess what I'm saying is it's become a team effort as far as the defense is concerned. Well, he's, you know, Greg's Greg. He's you know, whoever wrote the article on Sunday was good. I enjoyed reading that about those two because that's who they are. I mean, they're different personalities. to me, it's amazing how much Charles Johnson has grown. It really is, and he's adapted to his role very, very quickly in all facets of his life. Greg's still a fun-loving kid, but he's a very respectful young man. Had a great conversation with him today on the practice field. I got a chance to watch him in through some one-on-ones, and he did a couple things that, you know, last year there was no way he'd have done. And I went and told him. We had a nice talk about it, and you see it. I mean, he's still going to be, you know, who he is, a little off the wall, but he really is business when it, all business when it comes to it. He's fiery. He's very emotional, but he's come a long way as well. So hopefully we'll continue to grow with those guys.
Amini, their injuries, were they sustained in the game?
Yes. Yeah, so Amini got cleated somehow, and was the shoulder. I didn't see that. I thought you were talking about when he got cut. No, his shoulder. His shoulder's just it's sore, and so what we did was we were careful with him. He took almost every rep except for the very last period, and we took him out just to give him a chance to rest. We didn't want any more contact for the rest of the day. And Armani was just a little bit sore from the game, and we took him out and gave him rep. That's why you have him down as limited participation.
On a meeting, was it
his shin?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to come out of the game when he got cleared. In fact, he needed some stitches. It wasn't as bad as Antoine Applewhite's. All right. Thank you, guys.